Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Welcome back to the Diener Show. Oh, you're here there. Oh, I didn't know you were there. I was told you weren't there. Sorry.
I'm Mike One. What are you doing here?
What? I was told you weren't there.
Trying to box me out.
Yeah.
Boxing me out, man.
It's the Blankenbaker Show.
We're three wide, though, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of. Why you think I'm on? I'm worried about you taking over.
Yeah, we're
here. It's right. We want Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Chase. Look, Chase said, Drew's not here. I think he died. And I was like, whoa, he can't die before the Bahamas trip. Listen, if he dies after then, if he dies, he dies. But like before then, we can't have that.
Yeah. No, it's at least got to set up a link to, you know.
I cannot wait. Like at this point, I'm going to the Bahamas regardless, I think.
Yes.
But, my God, if we could do it right.
I mean, I got people down here, like, ready to book their flights now. I'm like, just settle down. We'll get there. We'll get there. But I do want to break the record. Kansas has the record. That's what Lee told me. And I said, what is it? She said, probably about 2,000. I said, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
So many people want to book their next trip while they're on a trip. I mean, that's like a thing.
That's you.
A lot of people do that. The Rummages do that.
Well, we're psychotic. It's don't count.
Most people are crazy.
Like, but see, unlike you, I acknowledge, like, yeah, no, we're a little wild. Like, we literally live vacation to vacation. If we didn't go on vacations, we would divorce in the middle. So it's like, it just gives us.
Holds you together.
Yeah.
The vacations are the glue.
Keep us as one, as a family. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I like that. Now, you're down here in Panama City a bunch. I mean, what wireless provider do you have? Because I tell you, T-Mobile is about like having cricket.
Yeah, I have AT&T. It's not bad down there, even though I will say, I do think Panama City is just bad in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's because I have service issues. I can hardly ever connect with Lucy down there and do a show because the problem is they build the – okay, because I ask, and this was a legit issue.
By the way, when she says Lucy, Lucy's not a person, y'all. That's, you know, I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's an app that helps us connect.
Hey, tell Lucy to get out
of PCB. I mean,
I met
a nice Lucy the other night. But, yeah,
right. So just some woman that we make go with us everywhere.
Friends call her Lucy.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, well, that's one way. To put it, but it's
the Beastie Boys line.
Yes.
40 deuce. Yeah.
But they build their homes and their condos and everything down there with like extra layers. So
for like the hurricane
for
or
hurricanes.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
So
they're that like, makes sense.
Yeah. So it's hard to get
that
service in the buildings.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You do come down here a lot. Look at it. He's like damn near an insurance agent.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I get around.
Yeah, it's good time.
Hey,
good
also, times, by the way, let me just throw this in there, too.
Yeah.
STK is one of the best places I've ever been. Like, if God lives in the U of L mansion, God eats at STK.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the person
hosting it is like, I mean, I could go anywhere at this thing.
Listen, STK, when Steve and Charity go alone down there, we never don't go to STK at Disney Springs.
Yeah. It's a good spot.
It's incredible.
It's a really good spot. Yeah, and he was going to be on the Scottsdale, Arizona rooftop of STK. So like an
Arizona's
exclusive,
amazing.
It's an exclusive area above like a regular
probably
STK.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's like boring.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be a stupid party. We're a bunch of ugly women and fat guys.
Broke.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Scottsdale is like the Nashville of the West. So
just stop it. No, come on, now. You're torturing me.
Yeah. It is the Scottsdale of the West. Like, Scottsdale is the Nashville of the West, and that's where you're talking about going.
I don't know. I don't accept that at face value. What evidence do you have? You know what? Actually, you know what? You're right. When Louisville played out there to go to the Final Four, everybody said, dude, like, this makes the South look like, you know, like you're at Happy Valley.
I know.
You know?
Ashley went to a bachelorette party in Scottsdale last year, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, the SID staff, let's just say, in 2012 was pretty much like Murderers Row with the Yankees. The staff. It was pretty much that. So it lived up to the hype. So you're right. And then we got the damn echo back in the delay.
There is a delay. I don't have the echo. You may have an echo on your end, but I don't have it on mine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just take everything here off the Wi-Fi, you know, the phone, which is now, you know, SOS service, so... But, you know, hey, we're all here. That's what matters, right? I mean, so now we're building a roster. Isn't this like NBA free agency now? You know, you got this guy from JMU in. I mean, this feels like the NBA in July.
Oh, listen, I'm stalking things. I saw a fan because people were wondering when Edwards was coming in. So a fan posted a picture last night with Pat Kelsey. He's like, oh, my God, I met Pat Kelsey. So I'm zooming in the picture, and I'm like.
Who's in the background?
No, I look in the background. I'm like, they're at the airport. I'm like, that means Pat Kelsey must have picked up Edwards last night.
Probably did.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, Edwards is here.
He came in last night.
Yes,
we know that. I know. Confirm that.
And now he's here, and we've got that. I just saw.
Where'd they go to dinner? Do you know? Got any intel on that?
I haven't asked FDK. Yet. But I did see.
Let me find out.
Yeah, dude.
Coach Foy,
okay,
the strength coach, walking down the road on the way in today.
Oh, well, we have a strength coach?
Hey, listen.
April?
I don't know. It's not been announced yet.
April 3rd?
But College of Charleston strength coach is walking down campus with a U of L shirt on. So I'm assuming, he, and listen.
Good detective work.
Listen, dreads. I mean, he's very noticeable. You're like, oh, yeah, that guy. And I'm assuming we have a strength coach already.
And he's wearing a Louisville polo. Yeah.
No, he's wearing a Louisville t-shirt, a Duncan Cardinal Bird t-shirt, like a dry fit.
Oh.
Yeah, so the Louisville.
Maybe he's just a fan.
Probably just bought one at the
game. He might have,
Who could say?
The College of Charleston strength coach may just be hanging out. Coach Foy is here and just hanging out on campus. I'm not breaking news that he has a job here.
He's just helping Coach Kelsey move.
That's possible.
That's what he's doing.
It could be.
He's not leaving Charleston.
That's the only thing I won't do for Pat Kelsey. That's the only thing I won't do for him.
No, I won't do that. I won't do that for my mother. So
I don't have a friend that good.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I don't have a parent that good. I'm not moving anyone.
Hate it. Hate moving. In the past, I'm like, when I have helped, I give you 1 hour. You know, I give you 1 hour and I'm out. The clock
starts.
I'll
help you move an item. Like, if you're like, Steve.
I will contribute to the NIL fund to hire movers. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm not doing the rest of it.
How about Diener being a $1,000 contributor to NIL?
I love it. Listen, Marcus and I had this conversation privately, and we were like, we're totally fine. We kind of cornered the U of L market because, you know, you've got. The 10 to noon spot has always been on 680 has always been kind of a neutral spot. You know what I'm saying?
So kind of neutral.
Matt Jones does Kentucky. We were like, okay.
He does?
Believe it or not. Yeah, I've heard from a few people. Even though I don't know.
He can't get the basketball coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, apparently can't even get the basketball coach to talk to him, so I guess not. But we will swing you-know-whats about Twitter space numbers, apparently, so that's cool.
Here's the thing. Like, he wasn't wrong about what he said. You know, like, it wasn't wrong what he said. If I had thrown 20,000 followers away 5 years ago, that maybe it'd be different. But what he said wasn't factually incorrect. But that doesn't mean it's always going to be
that way. My dad may be able to beat up my friend's dad, but I don't mean I have to be like, well, my dad kick your dad's butt. Well, okay. Cool trash talk, man.
It would tick Matt off so much when when John Calipari would go on with Issel and Pratt. And I'm like, Dennis was the all-time leading scorer, and Mike Pratt got him that job. So he's going to go on their show.
One, two, punt.
But the point.
Look, Cal's making a mistake, though, by not doing that, I think.
I agree.
I think Cal needs all the support he can get right now. And I think it's a mistake to not do that.
Oh, I agree.
I'm not trying to take ratings away from you, Rummage, but I think you know, just looking, zooming out, that's a stupid decision.
Drew, the people that are listening loyally to him probably aren't tuning into me and Marcus. So
probably
like,
right.
Yeah, you know. But no, you're
probably
right.
Probably right.
It was my same argument with Kenny Payne. I'm like, okay, you don't want to go on the media with anybody. Why would you not come on with me and Marcus? We're going to softball you, dude. Like, we're literally going
to
softball
you. I was telling that to someone in the athletic department last week that they could have gotten beat by 40. Come on your show, and you guys would focus on a pick and roll that went well at some point in the first half.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, I'm not even, like, trying to – I mean, we would just say, okay, yeah, no, we're not journalists. We're just fans. Like, we're going to talk about the game and refuse
to – You're a tool in the toolbox that he did not use. And not utilize you guys is absurd to not – go on your guys' show regularly.
And when somebody from the staff came on our show once and wanted to come on weekly, they got in trouble for it. So it was like, okay, all right, well, fine then. Go ahead. But when we start talking crap about you, don't come back this way. Like, all
right. Right.
Yeah.
You had your chance.
But point is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Drew.
No, you go ahead. I got this stupid delay. It's when I'm stepping all over you guys.
No, you're good. Listen, the point is, though, we thought we had the market cornered, and Marcus and I had a conversation the other day, and we're like, we got to bow out. It's Drew now.
I know. Drew. He's got Brom. He's got PK. And here's the beauty of it. He didn't join the 502 circle because of Jeff Brom. He joined it because of Pat Kelsey.
Yeah,
now that I want it noted that buddy is to be split between football and basketball. So, am I making any enemies there? I don't want to have to come up with another 1,000, you know. But
I
have to.
That was the thing.
Trust
my $30 a month that I was giving to the 502 circle white package.
I just absolutely urinated.
You're finally caught up to me. You know, it was the tortoise and the hare. You were the hare just sitting back there the whole way. I was the tortoise grinding along, 30 a month. Here we go. Uh-huh. And now we're even. Now we're even.
But I don't think you're a number of months.
He's cutting out. But, no, I've also bought gear. I've also bought gear, shirts.
I was going to say.
All sorts of other stuff.
In your scenario, though, the tortoise wins that race. I don't know. I feel like he's winning.
I think he probably has a slight lead.
I'm back. I don't know. This thing's
okay.
Yeah, you know. Buy T-Mobile stock. It works kind of.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah. So, but no, the tortoise in the air.
That's tough.
There you go.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. But the tortoise won that thing. But I don't think I won't number of months you've been you. Not I, even. I don't think
I'm a founding member. Look on the computer. Founding member. Founding meter. It's a sticker you won't get.
What date? What's the date?
I don't
what's the
know, man. I got to go back to the credit card statement to figure
has
out
when.
Has
it been more than 36 months? Because if it hasn't, then.
No, probably not. But I've also bought gear, shirts, polos.
Well, that's
t-shirts.
Your problem. I'll get that free.
Well, I just waited for Drew to do it. And now I'm like, yeah. Let's get free gear.
Diener's like, I gave $1,000. I'm going to get free polo.
Better. I mean, it better get something more than your sticker.
Yeah, but no, I got more. I got a water bottle. I got all kinds of stuff. It was part of a. I knew I was paying more for
water
the stuff.
Bottle.
I knew I was paying more for the stinking water bottle, but I wanted it because I wanted to support the.
Drew's putting
circle.
Together a Bahamas trip for us, and you got a water bottle.
Listen, I thought every little bit helped. Does every little bit not
it
help?
Does. Every it does. It does. You're help? Right. You're right. But don't try to reclaim. We're equal. I can do my 30s tables. You know. I mean, come on. No, but in all seriousness, what you say is correct. $30 a month goes a long way.
Yeah.
If you stay with it, that as we always say around Cram the Van, it's $30 more than they had prior to you doing that. It's mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, that's the facts of the matter. I just don't want you to think we're even. If you're
So I had a big lead for a while. You caught up, and then I will pass you again if there's not any subsequent donations.
Don't tempt me. Don't try. I mean,
I am tempting you. I am tempting you because I was admonished for 2 years about my $30 a month. There was admonishment.
Right. There should be none of that. You're right. There should be none of that. But just don't try to save me.
I just like how you've evolved. Yeah. You've changed.
It's a super fan. And I love it.
And I love that you've changed from
I'm
going to
paint my face like Gary the Red Bristle. No,
Drew's going to go to one game shirtless this year. I don't know which one it's going to be.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl style. That's right, baby. Bruce Pearl style down there.
It's going to be, I love it.
And I just love the justification for it. All the same reasons I told you. All the same reasons.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
how did it resonate?
How did it come to be that it all of a sudden washed over?
Here's why it made sense to me. I mean, just the energy that this guy brought and saying to myself, look, you know, I do when I talk to somebody about advertising or partnering with our station, I want to say if you're spending X amount of dollars, you better get X amount of dollars plus one in business you would not have otherwise gotten, or it doesn't make sense. I do return on investment marketing. But there's also image marketing, and I think the long play with a lot of this is that I will make personally, I think, more than $1,000 extra next year, commissions, what have you, if Louisville basketball is good. Now, that's betting on, you know, something that you can't – it's not tangible. But I know that I will make $1,000 more personally if the basketball team is, like, you know, a top four seed in the NCAA tournament off of just things like sales commissions.
Yeah.
Sure. No, I think you're right. And I think there's a lot more opportunity there for happiness, too. Like, you know, the happiness quotient. Like, if Louisville basketball is
like
good.
Like Louisville Family Audiology. Louisville Family Audiology.
Go there and be happy. Get your comprehensive and complimentary hearing evaluation. Absolutely. But if you're contributing to something that's making you happy, then, you know, you may not get anything tangible for it, but, like, your happiness is worth a lot. And if it helps get a quarterback or a point guard or something like that. And it's not going to be like this forever. Like, I don't think.
But I got to tell you, man, if I was given that money and I found out that Kenny Payne wasn't using all of it, I'd want my damn money back.
Well, that happened. I mean, I know of at least one donor who pledged a significant amount of money, six figures, and when it went unutilized, they asked for it to be returned. And
I don't blame them.
That's that, and there's so many unused, misused, underutilized opportunities out there that Kenny Payne and this staff, it's actually really sad. It's actually really sad.
It's not sad. It's infuriating, and it's ridiculous. Yeah. That's what it is. It's unprofessional. It's amateur hour.
But we're paying Kenny Payne more than we're paying Pat Kelsey for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
You know, I think what that says is Pat Kelsey. Yeah, I think it's right. If Pat Kelsey wins this year, you can throw that contract.
Yeah, I was going to.
You know, he's going to make more money.
Somebody else said that to me. They're like, 2.3, that's it. I'm like, yeah. What if he's in the tournament this year? And what if Louisville makes it to the second round or God forbid, the second weekend? Yeah, that contract's going in the garbage.
I mean, the Louisville basketball job, if you have the right person in it, makes $7 to $9 million a year. If you have the right person there.
Well, that's a pretty big job.
I don't know. I mean, if it's Rick Pitino, maybe. But I don't know, Mark. I mean, I do think there is a sense of being fiscally responsible now, that not putting the university's finances on a credit card is not something Josh Hurd is going to do.
Well,
comes due later. The bill's been due here for a while, and I think that's been, you know, it's been a few of the issues running around of past regimes. And I think, you know, to Josh's credit, he is, you know, he's going to make sure that that doesn't happen. And I think people – I wanted to bring this up because my dad was talking about this. Like, I can't believe we paid him $7.2 million. I'm like, well, they owed him $8 million. So they actually did well to get that $800,000.
Yeah, you know, and yes, I wanted to pay the $6 million, but, you know, I don't know what the negotiation was like. But my point is like, if the Yum Center is 19,000 people, if the premium seats are sold out, if you have the right guy, if it's rolling, you know, and you've made NCAA tournaments and things like that, you probably are going to pay your guy $7 to $9 million a year. You know,
if it's rolling like that.
People are going to come after the guy. You know, they're going to come after him. If he's making 2.3,
take the Kansas State job. I mean, come on.
Well, I know he's not. If he's making 2.3 million, he might, if they're going to pay him $5 million.
Well, I think you negotiated thin, though. Like, I mean, I think I'm kind of surprised. I thought the Louisville job itself would command no less than $3 million just on the job, but I understand what they did. Now, I think if he does really well this year, I think you will see that jump up into the threes, maybe even the 3.5, 3.7, like Dusty May got at Michigan, and all the, you know, the different stuff there is where I think it'd go, somewhere in that range. And then I think you market him from there. I mean, sure, if he's kicking tail and Kansas is like, man, we want you. Okay, well, hey, whatever they offer you, we got you. You know, I think at that point, you know, you kind of do that. But I don't know. I mean, if he, you know, I mean, unless he goes out and wins a national championship this year, then maybe give him whatever he wants. I don't care.
I think it can pay that. You just don't have to do it.
Yeah.
If until the time is right. I mean, the guy doubled his salary coming here. So it's not like,
sure,
you know. I don't think he's complaining that he's, you know, only making $2.3 million.
No, you can double mine anytime you want to. You double me whenever time you want to, Drew. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll be happy.
Well, double your sales.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
That was easy.
You play this game?
Yeah. Wow.
What about the shows? What about the, no, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you double your sales, we'll talk. Yeah. we'll talk about
how
all
about that.
But that's the same principle though. Same mm-hmm. principle applies
win games.
With Kelce. Yeah.
Win games, go to the tournament and we'll talk. You know, mm-hmm. and I think that's why you're willing to pay a Scott Drew, you know, what you were willing to pay Scott Drew because of what he's accomplished and because of what it would say. But you're not going to pay Dusty May, but Dusty May's made a Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his number, Kevin Keats's number just changed dramatically
over the
weekend.
Has it ever?
You know, absolutely.
You win an ACC championship, you win a Final Four, it changes for you. Mm-hmm. And what about my friend Evan Daniels, Drew? He's in a regional final with two coaches he represents.
Agent to the stars. He's come a long way from sweeping the floors at LAC or whatever, yeah. You know?
He's got Keats and Shire.
Good for him.
You know, I would have sat in the 300s in the last row so nobody could see me cheering because I went either way.
We should get him on this week. It's kind of silly we don't have him on, you know?
Yeah,
like, I think we should get Evan on the show.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, he's got so many local ties and there.
I'll text him. Yeah. I'll see if he can come on. You know, it'll be okay. They're on Pacific time out there, but still try to get him before he gets to Phoenix. But
I'm kind of torn with NC State. Like, I'm with Ethan.
He'll be at that party.
Like, I would love them to win, but then on the other hand, I don't want them to add a third national championship. So that kind of keeps us in our own, you know.
Guys, UConn is going to take the fun out of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. Not, I think UConn's going to bash everyone.
They've turned it into the women's tournament.
Yeah, that's a great analogy because that's so true. Where it's like there's always a team. And whatever. They're good.
Yeah, they're real good. I mean, they could win both. I mean, I don't think anybody's beaten South Carolina
on the
women's
side,
but. Well, UConn just took out USC, who's really, really good out mm-hmm. the West Coast, and they have Paige Beckers, and so they have a star. South Carolina's gonna be tough.
Tell
to take
us
down.
More about Paige Beckers, Mark. Tell
She's
us more
a superstar. About She's a superstar.
Is she a recruit for the men's team?
God damn it!
Can we get Paige Beckers with Amari Berry? I didn't know if.
Thank you for that. I made a mistake.
Everybody was pumped about the number
about
13.
What?
Oh,
I made a mistake earlier. I wrote I had down.
I don't know this.
What happened was Chuck called in, was
fun.
Asking about players. I had one noted down that that was a female recruit for the women's team, and and it was in a line of other men's recruits.
Boy.
And I read her name along with the men's names.
Apparently,
the Reds make any transactions today we need to know about too?
Well, Amari Berry, is a
no.
Please.
Why'd you have to bring that up again?
Blanket Baker.
I made a mistake.
Well, Pat Kelsey's going after Amari Berry, who's was a McDonald's All American, and was a.
In fairness, it does sound like a dude, but
that's fair.
No, it was a mistake. I knew
Jeff Walls.
I knew she's
is
a women's player.
Dang.
I just
feel like I put in
there's
a lot of
too
work.
Many names in the transfer portal. I can't keep them all straight.
She's not a portal. She was in the McDonald's All American.
I know.
Game. It's actually all jokes aside. That would be a massive
thing
for
huge.
Jeff Walls to pull.
Well, because he's already got
seconds.
Randolph and he's got Arenas, and if he gets Barry, that
Barry
would be
just
huge.
Decommitted.
Yes,
and so
from Clemson.
Yeah, and she visited here right before the All American game.
That would be huge.
Yeah, that would actually.
By
be
the
a
way,
really
Mark, you know that opening story that Pat Kelce told? He ripped from.
I know it,
Dabo. Now, you must be just thoroughly disappointing you.
Mm.
Gotcha.
I shouldn't have even asked him. I shouldn't
where
have even
God
asked him.
Lives.
Broke your heart.
Wow.
God, I mean, I've heard that story. I'd like to compare the two. If there's audio of Dabo Swinney telling that story, there's no way he told it as good as Kelce.
No way.
No.
Oh, he would, you know, everybody was like accusing Pat Kelce of being corny. No. Dabo Swinney is actually corny. Nope. He would tell the same story and it would come off corny. And I don't know who said it, but we have who said that Pat Kelsey Shively Ted Lasso. I love it.
that's a good one. I like that.
Why do we keep putting him in the South End? Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, why do you say that around Rummage? Why are you bringing that up now around him?
It was somebody said it. I thought it really worked.
Right.
I thought it really worked.
Gosh.
I mean, the one I like was Eric Musselman without the cocaine. I mean, I like that name. I mean, that's a pretty good nickname.
Well, imagine. He's heading out to LA.
Someone said that. Who amongst us can say who said that? But someone said that.
Yeah, I can't remember who said it, but it was somebody on the air that he was shyly Ted Lasso, and I love it. Who could say? I don't know. I'll claim it. It's great. I mean, I know I didn't come up with it, but I'll claim it because it's fantastic.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, it's just fun to feel good about basketball. I mean, I think we've had just pent up, you know, demand, just pent up, like, I don't know. We've just been such a sour mood over basketball because there was literally no hope for 2 years, like none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no hope at all for 2 years, and we knew it. And even coming after last year, it was like, it's like, why are we willing back with this? And we did it, and we had hope because we got some players, and it was just the same thing. It was the same stuff, different players. And so now we're returning all the guys. You know, we're returning none of the guys.
Steve, do you think any of them will end up being here that were on the roster last year? I mean, I think you're kind of closer to this than I am.
I don't. I'm almost positive Brandon's not coming back. Just chatting around. Sky's not coming back. Kind of talked to a few people around him. I mean, I just don't think. Maybe the only person, and I have no reason – I haven't talked to anybody that would give me reason to think this would be like a Caleb just because he's local. I don't believe JJ's planning on coming back. Like, I don't think anybody's going to be back from his team. And honestly, I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, I love JJ. I like JJ a lot.
No, I do too. Yeah. I think the roster was good.
Right. Yeah,
like, I do too. I'm not changing my stance on that. I think the roster
really
was good.
I'd really like JJ to stay. I got to be honest. I'd really like to see a healthy JJ Trainer and what he could do with a guy who's, you know, I mean, Lieberman works him out, you know, a trainer, and I know he's working him out here soon in the next couple of days. So I know he's still, you know, grinding. I don't know, you know, who knows, like, what the communication's been like with Coach Kelsey in the middle of all this. And maybe it's like, hey, I'll let you know if I can take you. Like, I don't know how it goes. But I think that's got to be, you know, I think that make guys have to want to be on the team. And if they want to be on the team and they're willing to show you they want to do it, not just say they want to do it, but are working out, and then you go, okay, all right, we can to use Blankenbaker's term, we can wheel back with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? And by the way, Phil Baker's claiming the Shively Ted Lasso. That's his.
Stop plagiarizing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was telling you, I knew it was somebody.
You just got a cease and desist.
I
whatever,
knew,
you know what I'm saying?
I knew I had it.
You had it.
Up with it. Yeah. I did not come up with it. I just didn't know who to attribute it to. So it's Phil Baker's. And a texter says, y'all are hurting my feelings with this South End stuff. I feel like I'm a good dude and somewhat handsome. No. Shively's were the best Louisville fans.
Hey, you just stare
live
into your cold beer with your dark eyes.
The best Louisville fans are in Shively. It's proven fact.
I know, but I'm talking about the Billy Reid column.
Yeah.
You know,
hang
they stare
at
their cold beer with their dark eyes.
Time out on
is Shively
that.
South End, though?
You say the best fans are in?
I think the best Louisville fans are in Shively.
I don't know about that,
I think
man.
It's the highest concentration of Louisville fans.
You go out somewhere to Norton Commons, man, and there are people that give a lot of dang money to U of L.
Prospect's probably pretty good hotbed, too, for some NIL.
Run those streets when they win games.
Well, I understand the money aspect.
No, I'm talking, though, they give that and they're – they're fanatics.
Okay. No, I'm just telling you.
Like, hang on now.
I think the highest percentage of hardcore fan per capita is in Shively.
I don't know,
I think so.
No, because I think we always do that.
Did a heat map of the city.
Well, the 300 fans are the hardest core fans. No, they're not.
No.
That's not always the case.
Look at the evolution of Steve Rummage. You tell him, Steve. You tell him.
You stick it up for Norton Commons,
come on now.
In the East End.
Damn right.
I'd say if you put a heat map of Jefferson County for Louisville fans and like the hardcore Louisville fans, they would be in Shively. That would be where the heat map would be.
There's no bigger fan than my dog sitter. My dog sitter, you know, put the sign up to bring, you know, Richard back. He's the biggest fan.
Well, he's
insane. He drives Dr. Ted to the road games. That's how big of a fan he is. You know? Can you imagine spending like 10 hours with Dr. Ted?
Oh, my word. I mean, what about when they drive to the West Coast?
Like yeah, I mean, Dr. Ted drove to Phoenix. Let's not forget that. He drove to Phoenix.
He would drive you to SDK. Scottsdale.
Drew's dog sitter will walk into a random bar, and he'll be like, I need the TVs changed. Will Smith's catching tonight for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like,
or
he is the
maybe not
biggest.
Even a random bar. Maybe Buffalo Wild Wings.
They write in Buffalo Wild Wings, man. And he'll
just goes right up the rubbish.
Listen, and he will. It doesn't matter. If there's a somebody from Louisville playing a random any sport, he'll be like, can we get that on the TV?
I need the heat on because Terry Rozier is about to go 7-9 from three. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the biggest Louisville fan I've ever met in my life.
I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he is, and I don't think he lives in Shively, Mark. I hate to disappoint you, but I mean, he is.
Does he throw his underwear away when we lose a ball game?
No, that's just your psychopath ass. I mean, that's the craziest. Yeah. Gee, the underwear. Just. Does your wife have to explain that story to people? What's the deal with Mark and his underwear?
I don't know that she is aware of that fact. Because she has to listen to the
show. I think she finds out a lot about her husband on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I know she does. But, you know, she's got to be listening at the time. I don't think she's catching the podcast.
Ashley, I'll send you the podcast.
Oh, man. But, no, I mean, that's awesome. We have so many good fans that are willing to do outrageously crazy things. And I love it.
Like, wait out the campus security for 2 hours to put a sign over the sack. I mean, that's a fan.
Why wouldn't security help him hang it?
Well, you negotiate that next time. You go do that. The next time you go and vandalize, you
it's
negotiate.
It's not vandalization. It's just hanging like a bed sheet.
Tell that to
St.
Matthew's police. I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's true. You never know. But we're not doing it to St. Matthew's police. It's the good U of L police that let you off of your red light when you just run it right in front of them.
That was actually a regular cop, wasn't it?
No, that was U of LPD.
That was LMPD.
That was U of LPD. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Well, they're good peeps. Yeah, you be nice to those people.
They're in their Dodge Durango right behind you as you just went through the red lights.
I waited and looked and saw that they had a red light and traffic was stopping, and therefore I went ahead and I thought it was green, and you were unfortunately a freaking eyewitness to the whole
thing. I was. I was like, oh, he's getting a ticket. By the way, Malik Williams signing with the Raptors on a 10-day contract.
Let's go.
Yeah.
How about that?
Out of the G League. So
I thought you were going to say, like, for the TBT. That's like the next thing on my calendar, man. I thought that was what you were going to say.
No, I mean, before I read this, I would have believed that, you know, but he's going to be signing with the Raptors on a 10-day deal. He's been playing in Sioux Falls with the Skyforce. But he's been averaging 11.1 and 9.3 in the G League, and he's got a 10-day deal with the Raptors. So congratulations
for
Luke Williams.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, now that I'm thinking of the TBT, how much trash Johnny Ballgame is going to talk to the other team. Because when his dad's a coach, you know, he's got to be somewhat restrained, even though he's taunting them. He does not have to be that way on the TBT. He can say whatever he wants to these grown men, and he's, what, 12?
I know.
We'll encourage him. We need, you know, I mean, we need Brady Brum, who, by the way, talk to Brady on the phone. It sounds like you're talking to a 45-year-old, you know.
I know.
You know, just dude. But, yeah, I think the both of them there, but particularly Johnny Ballgame, we need to, you know, anything he needs to, you know, talk trash to the other team, we should provide.
You know, there's an eclipse coming up here in 5 days, and I think Johnny Ballgame is going to eclipse Brady Brum coming up here. I think
you settle down there,
Johnny. See, right? Johnny Ballgame,
you're just pissing me off all morning, dude.
The ability,
because there's a lot of people have done that. People have done that too. Like, we had a caller calling the other day and said something about, they were like, "Man, PK's come in and just taking over Brum," and I'm like, "Well, time the freak out."
Say he's taking over
Brum. Yeah, they're on the same team.
This is still Jeff Brum. I'm like, we're still.
I'm just saying, who's the bigger star? Who's going to be the bigger star here? Is he going
to be Johnny? Look at you trying to create infighting. I'm out here trying to unite the people, Mark, and you're just a divisive force with your unpositive attitude, unlike the ray of light and sunshine that I am these days.
You are a ray of light and sunshine. By the way, what are we doing for the eclipse? What are we doing?
Whatever we want. I don't care.
Oh.
Okay, it's going to get dark.
Santa Claus is in the path of totality if you want to come out.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
If you want to come out.
And then, so what, like it's dark for what, like 5 minutes or something?
I don't know.
Or how long?
Sounds like we're getting
catered. Is Santa Claus really, is that really in the path of totality?
Yeah, it is. And yeah, and like everything up in like Jasper, Ferdinand.
Paoli, all that area.
Bloomington is in the path. And yeah, we're getting like, people are coming to my house. Like they're coming to like hang out.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have it catered.
I don't know, but like where the path is going, like I'm a proud member of Southeast, you know, Bullitt County campus. I love my people, but like you know, like my wife's grandparents and stuff, they have their own church, and like I grew up Pentecostal and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So in the day, and like they all think like the path it's going, like they think the rapture is going to happen. I don't know. It's getting kind of.
Are people going to take the Kool-Aid?
I don't know. They're not going to kill themselves, Mark. They think God's coming back. I mean, like, there's two big differences.
Do you belong to a cult?
No. I go to Southeast. I just told you. All right.
I didn't know if the Bullitt County campus like had some lost sheep.
No, I didn't say people there said it. Did you miss that whole part of the story?
We got to do it. We got to get to break, by the way, don't we?
Yeah, let's go to break. I'll see if you know, Rummage has some, you know, kind of leaders of his church kind of gone astray here.
It does. I'm glad it happened now. I'm happy.
I don't think the rapture's happening during the eclipse.
Well, if it does, at least I'm happy.
How long does it last? Like, how long does this?
A couple minutes.
Yeah.
So if we're in the path, are we being raptured or are we going to be the people left?
I don't know, Mark. I didn't go that far into it. I regret telling you a story. I wish I had never told him a story. Now.
I know. You give him an inch.
I know. I was trying to tell you something that people are thinking, and now you all of a sudden I'm a cult leader. Like, yeah. I'm like, how did that happen? I don't know.
Make him some Kool-Aid. See what.
Yeah. Right, and maybe you should stay here for the Bahamas trip and anchor.
No,
anchor that down here.
I'm not
here.
Staying in the Bahamas. Yeah. No, I'm going to the Bahamas.
No.
No, you all want right. me to stay?
We
got to
get to. We got to get to break. Yeah, you know, we got to get to break here. We're gonna thank you know, get out there and help support our partners as well. Like Louisville Furniture, you're gonna buy furniture. You know where to go. It's the name of your city. It's what you need. It's Louisville Furniture. I've got four pieces of furniture from my house there. You can do the same as well. Go out there, talk to Dan, Lori, and the dogs. And well, if you try to talk to the dogs, it's gonna be kind of weird. But I would talk to Dan, Lori, and then I'd pet the dogs. That would probably be a better way to go. But get out there, check them out, because they're good people, and they're gonna be able to get that furniture in your home in time for the weekend to watch the Final Four if you need it. So check them out over there, Louisville Furniture. They're down there between Double Dogs and Blind Squirrel on North Ingalls Station Road. And we get over there, tell them you're just talking about them right here. Oh, my Chattanooga Lucy, a woman, what it is you do too.
Forbidden fruit is sure is juicy, got me coming around. Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
I assume that's Eric Church. I'm a little weak in my deep cuts of Eric Church.
It is Eric Church.
What are we?
Chattanooga Lucy.
Talk about Lucy.
He can't. I mean, Chase. He's just. He's
on good, man.
He's all over it.
He's in Cooperstown, man.
Already.
We got Louisville baseball tonight. Dan McDonald texted me the Dr. Elko's words of affirmation or something. He always sends me these. They're great. This one's about radio too. So, but you don't have to worry about that. You can just go to the game today at 6:30. I think we got tonight. So. I'll have that for you.
Yeah, that'll be great. The game got canceled yesterday because of all the storms, and U of L actually shut down campus at like 1 or 2 o'clock yesterday before the storms came through. And
have we checked on that dude at Kentucky to make sure he's alive? The dude that got blown backwards.
It was a girl.
I mean,
it was a girl.
Oh, it was a girl. Okay,
and we had photographic evidence of the scrape that she
was being recruited
suffered.
By Calipari.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say there's something there. Yeah,
but she still went to class. She still went to class after that.
Wow.
So, yeah, kind of crazy.
I didn't think class would have been that well attended yesterday if that's what it looked like. I know
it was bad.
Would have been going to class. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, now it was like 78 degrees yesterday, and now it's like 45.
Tornado went right by Norton Commons, right through Prospect up there by Goshen.
I'm surprised you weren't out there to defend it.
Where God lives?
Yeah.
Where
God lives, son.
Where is Kelsey? We need to have like DraftKings to run odds on what end of town he's going to.
I'm
going to
go to the Highlands.
Home.
I'm going to go Highlands.
Is it going to be? You don't raise kids out in the Highlands, Mark, do you?
Race kids.
How would he be in the Highlands?
Highlands?
Is there any coach they've ever had that lives in the Highlands?
Neely Bindaputi lived in the Highlands.
Didn't Ricky P have a house out there?
Old Blue. No, he was down more Mockingbird Valley.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So
he was over there by Mesh.
Bring it out. Bring it to the OC. We need Pat Kelsey at the pool, baby, in the summer.
Pat Kelsey feels like a guy that wants a short commute. That's why I'm going to go Highlands. But
Highlands? Who's nuts? No coach raising a family in the Highlands.
I don't know. There's lots of families in the Highlands.
Yeah, they start out there and they migrate east.
Yeah. Or they start smoking weed.
Hey, Jack Harlow's from the Highlands.
Yeah. I know.
Uh-huh. How his kid's doing. Yeah.
Doing great.
Yeah, I'm aware, man.
You want your kid? Yeah, I'm sure it's great to have Harlow now. If Jack Harlow walked into my house as a teenager, I would say, Max, you're hanging out with the wrong crowd.
No, I don't know, man. He was a like a pretty unassuming kid, man.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I just don't see. So let's be realistic here. Okay, the Highlands are plus 900. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. You know, I mean, Lake Forest has got to be the favorite, right? Because you got Dan McDonald out there.
Yeah.
You got Lachlan out there who you could see walking his dog and he could dunk on him again, you know, when he sees him like he did at the press conference.
Yeah, Lake Forest is a good one, man, because it's easy to, you know, two sides take you out two different plays. You can go out Old Henry there and you're kind of like in that direction, you know, or you come
Anchorage,
out by Middletown.
Yeah.
Is Satterfield? You know, he could buy a Satterfield's house that's over there off of in Prospect, off
Harrod's Glen.
Yeah,
right there, yeah.
Buy that one.
I mean, you did tell us he was building a house here, so he was going to be here.
He renovated a house. Yeah, he bought.
I do know where store. Where his girls are shadowing though, so I have some inside knowledge of where his girls, what high schools that are shadowing.
Oh,
so. Okay.
Well, there we go.
Catholic school.
But even that though, it doesn't matter. Like, let's say it was Assumption or Sacred Heart, like it doesn't, like people drive in from 30 minutes away, you know, to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I would say Lake Forest is probably the favorite at plus 200. I would say.
That's a good one.
Anchorage, yeah.
Like, I love Norton Commons, but Norton Commons isn't a head coach. Assistant coach place.
I don't know. The big lots in the back are head coach.
Well,
lots.
Now, the new Oldham County side is pretty ridiculous, I will say that. Yeah, but I don't know. It feels more like assistants move in there.
Maybe.
Like,
What would we make South End? What would we...
He gets fired.
What kind of odd... That's great. I love how Roman just looks down.
What about
down
Bullitt County?
Like Bullitt County.
Bullitt
like,
County,
no, I don't know.
Just shoot up 65. I don't know, man. He seems like a short commute kind of guy. So, like, even Mockingbird Valley.
Santa Claus, by the way, is plus 75,000.
Yeah, like a million. Plus a million.
What about Hirschborn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that might be. You know what? That might be like plus 250. Gorgeous. That's right there.
He do the Brom thing. Glenmary.
Yeah, and you're right there by the interstate too. If you're in Hirschburn, you can be.
He won't move in the behind Eric Wood though, right? He doesn't, or does he just buy Chris Mack's old house?
No, we don't want those vibes.
Kenny Payne
didn't win
those games.
Kenny Payne won those games. No, he's not. Like, it's the only place he's not allowed.
Kenny Payne lost those games.
No, no. Whoever's his realtor, whoever lands that gig, no,
it's probably Nick.
Don't. Yeah, he's trying like hell. That's Stephen Van Treese, man. Get a former player.
Hey, yeah.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.